Be'ez Hashem Yisroch, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Matnas Anim, the laws of the gifts to the poor, in the Sefer Zrahim. We continue on the theme of the prior five Matnas Anim that we were speaking about. And here the Rambam discusses Maaser Ani, the tithe of the poor, and the order of how that fits into the whole separations of Trumas and Maasers. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, Matana Acheres Shishas, Yesh Lanim, there's another sixth gift that's given to the poor. In other words, besides what we spoke about in the previous parakim of Leket, Shicha, Peya, Peret, and Eilalais, there's a sixth one that's Bezerah HaAretz, that's from the seeds that was planted from the plants of the ground. B'hu HaMaiser Shnei Slanim, that's the tithe that you give to the poor people. V'hu HaNekar Maiser Ani, that was known as the poor man's tithe. Now, Halacha Beis, V'zeh Osei the Trumas HaMaiser, this is the order of the elevations and the tithing, which is like this. After the person harvests the plants from the earth, or he gathers the fruit of the tree, and he finishes all the work he needs to do in it, then he separates 1/50th, which that's, as we'll see in Hilchas Trumas, an intermediate measurement of Truma, 1/50th from the produce. This was called Truma Gedoyla, the big Truma, which in contrast to Trumas Maaser, which is what the Levi takes off from his tenth, another tenth, which is only 1/100th, this, which is 1/50th, which is more, is called Truma Gedoyla. And that's like Kohen, he gives it to the Kohen. Mazel Nema, but turns regarding this, it says in the Torah in Devarim, Reishis, the Guncha, Tireshka, Vitzrecha, the first, because we see this, the first one, of your grain, of your wine, of your oil, this is given, this is what known as Truma. Then what's remaining from the rest, after he took up 1/50th, he takes off from the remaining 1/10th. This was called the first tithe. And that's given to the Levi. Regarding this, it says in Bamidbar, because the 10th of the produce of the Jewish people, etc. But then which it says over there in Perek Chavav, that says, that to the sons of the Levi, that's who I gave this tithe of the Jewish people. That's my solution given to Levi. Halacha Gimel. The Achikach Mafresh Min Hashar. Then one separates from what's remaining, which is from the remaining 88, after you separated Truma Gedoyla 1/50th, and then you took a tenth from what's remaining. Now whatever's remaining, you take an Echad Masar, a tenth from that remnant. B'hu HaNikra, and that's what's called Maaser Sheni. What's called the second tithe. It's the second time you're taking a tenth. B'hu Lev Olav, and that belongs to the owner himself. So what is he separating it for? That's eaten in Yerushalayim. That's the pasuk says Meikur Chavzayin. Vim Goyel Yigal Ish Mimaser. If a person is going to redeem his Maaser, which is a halacha that instead of taking up all the produce, he can redeem it on money, bring that up to Yerushalayim. But it's Mimaiser, right? It's his Maaser. But regarding that, it says the pasuk in Devarim, Aser to Aser Begamer a Taif one should Taif, etc. V'chatlof Neishal Mekecha B'Makom Yishchon, that you should eat in front of Hashem your God in the place which He chose, which is that's the second Taif that you have to eat that in Yerushalayim. Halacha Dalet. Now, Ala Seder Hazeh Mafrishin B'Shana Rishonim Neshavua. Now, this order that we just described is the order that one does the tithe the first year from the Shemitah cycle, the 7 years in the Shemitah cycle. The seventh year is Shemitah, which everything is Hefker. But the first year, Ubashniya, and the second year, Urviyas, and the fourth year, V'chamitch, and the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, it's exactly as we described in the previous halacha, which is that the last of them is the Maaser Sheni. Abashlishis Ubashishis Neshavua, but this third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, after that one separated the first tithe, then one separates actually a different tithe. And that's given to the poor. That's what's called the poor man's tithe. And in these 2 years, the third and the sixth, there is no second tithing that it's belonged to the owner that he takes to Yerushalayim. There's only the poor man's tithe. This is what it says in Pasuk Devarim Yodal. Miktei Shal Lashonim. At the end of 3 years, which is by the third, and so to again after 3 years in the sixth, you should take it all the maisa of your produce in that year, and you leave it in your gate, and the Levi comes. Regarding that is what it says over there in Perek Chavav, when you finish your tithing, and what does the pasuk end off over there? It's Kamasa Tibuascha Bashana Hashlechus in the third year, Shnasa Maaser, and the Sadda Lalevi Lager La Yosem Amana. What are you giving to the Ger Yosem Amana? I know the Levi, that's Maaser Rishon. Oh, the Ger Yosem Amana, there, the Aniyim, that's in those years you give Maaser Ani and not Maaser Sheni. Halacha Hey. Now, Shnasa Shemitah, which is the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, is Kula Hefker. Everything is ownerless. If the Aimba never, there is no Loi Truma, there's no Truma, Bli Maaser's clown, no types of tithing whatsoever. Loi Rishon, Loi Sheni, Bli Maaser Ani, not the first tithe, not the second tithe, not the Maaser Ani, because everything is ownerless and everyone could take. Now, Ubachutzalar, it's Shemba Shemitah's Karka. Now, Adabetzel, which doesn't have that people's lands become ownerless and that all the ownership is canceled. So actually, there are tithing. Mafrishim be'eretz Mitzrayim uva'am anamayiv. Now, so regarding Egypt, am anamayiv, which are near Eretz Yisrael, so, but it's not part of Eretz Yisrael proper. So actually, it's not hefker. And ma'isarishim u'ma'isarani. So therefore, they separate the first tithe and the poor man's tithe. And the reason is, because these lands are near Eretz Yisrael. And they wanted that there should be Ma'isir Ani, Kadeshiyu, Ani Yisrael, Nesmochin, Elbashi, said the poor people could rely on those properties which are right outside Eretz Yisrael in the Shemitah year. So the Ma'isir Ani kept as always. And the second tithe was not Ma'isir Ani, but rather Ma'isir Ani. And either it is, or like it's like, Bahalochel Meshim Sinai, an oral tradition from Meshim Sinai, Shemafrishin Be'eretz Am and Moyev Ma'isir Ani Bashi, that they should separate in the lands of Am and Moyev Meisr Ani in the Shemitah year. Now, Eretz Shinar, in contrast, but regarding Bavel, which that the prophets had instituted that there should be Trumas and Meisrs, there Mafrishim Bashvi's Meisr Sheni. There the second type was not Ani, but rather the classic Meisr Sheni, Kesei de Rebbe Shon, like the order of most of the years, which are always usually Meisr Sheni, it's only third and sixth that are Meisr Ani, and since it's far from Eretz Yisrael, they didn't require it to be Meisr Ani to have the porp of Eretz Yisrael lying on that. Halacha Vav, Meisr Rishon Shlokach HaLevi, the first type that the Levi takes, it's not done. Mafresh mimenu achad masar. He then has to separate from his tithe another tithe. But nice lakayin, and he gives it to the kain. But that's what's called trumas meiser, a separation of the meiser itself. No, and that's what it says the pasuk in Bamidbar. Ve'alalvim to dabit to the levim. You should say, which talks about taking a meiser. What meiser? They getting meiser. Yeah, they have to take a meiser from their meiser called trumas meiser, which is given to the kain. Halacha zayin Ram continues regarding the measurements of meiser ani when it's in the fields. So balas adis, so an owner in the field of a plantation, shabu labanim, that paupers were walking by, passing him by. V'hoyu lo yisham, and he had over there in the field, ma'isr ani, which was the second tithe in the third and sixth year to give to the poor. So naisin l'chal ani sheyabu laban the ma'isr, so he has to give to every single poor person that's passing by from him, he has to give from the ma'isr. Now, although the ma'isr ani that's by the granary, the owner doesn't get to decide, but rather the poor take on their own, but it's not like Peya, which we said in Perek Beis, that they just plunder and take it. Rather, the homeowner, he makes it in an orderly way, and he divides it to them, because it doesn't say Tazav like it says by Peya. Rather, it says Vihinachta. So it's a lesser type of a leaving. So he doesn't get to choose who, but he like distributes it, and he gives out Kedesavai, so that they should be satiated, which is the amount of to be satiated for one day, which is 2 meals worth, which what a regular person eats in the day. And Shinam, how do we know that it has to be Kedei Sviya? Because it says in the Varma, they will eat in their gates and they will be satiated. So you have to give him enough that he's satisfied. Now, Halacha Ches says, Ram Kedei Sviya Kaman, how much is it to be satisfied? Depending what the product is. Im Nechit Nais, if he's giving them from wheat, Leif Ches Mechatzi Kav, shouldn't give less than a half a kav of wheat. Vim if it's from barley, Leif Ches Mechav, shouldn't give less than a kav. Vim Nechus if it's from spelt, Leif Ches Mechav, shouldn't give less than a kav. Umina Gregris, if it's from dried figs, so then, lo yifchis mikav, shouldn't give less than a kav. Viminat vela, and if it's from pressed figs, which are pressed into this like cake of figs, lo yifchis mimishkal chamisha be'esim sel, shouldn't give less than a weight of 25 slum. Vimna yain, and if it's from wine, lo yifchis mechatzi leg, you shouldn't give less than a half a leg. Vimna shem, if it's from oil, lo yifchis mervis, shouldn't give less than a quarter of a leg. Vimna oriz, if it's from rice, reiva kav, a quarter of a kav. Nosin lo yerek, let's say he gave him vegetables, nosin lo mishkal litre, he gives a weight of a liter. And that's a weight of 35 dinar. Minacharuvim, let's say he's giving them from carobs, shleisha kav, you have to give 3 kav. Minacharuvim, from nuts, asara, you give 10 nuts. Minafarsikin, from peaches, chamisha, give 5 peaches. Minacharuvim, from pomegranates, shnayim, 2. Esrog, echad, you give 1. Now, the nuslim mishar peis, if you give from any of the other fruits, loyivchis, mikdei, shayim kirim, you shouldn't give less than the amount that when you sell those fruits, v'yikach bidmeim, mazayin, shtay sudas, that you could buy with the proceeds 2 meals worth of food. Halacha test. Now, let's say he looked devil mood, but let's say he had very little. And the paupers that are passing by are many. And he doesn't have enough to give every single one of them the measurement of 2 meals worth of whatever the product is to satisfy them. So then, nice and lefnim, he just puts it in front of them, and they divide amongst themselves. Halacha yud. Now, regarding the tithe of the poor that gets divided by the granary, so there is no rights of the owner to decide who it's going to go to. It's called Tevez Nalek. He gets some kickbacks. Like he has to decide who's going to get what, because it says V'nachti, you have to leave with them. It doesn't say Nisin that they give by the Goyrin, by the pile, by the heap. Elanim boim, and the poor come and they take it forcibly. And Rafael and should be sold. And even if the owner is a very poor person himself, we forcibly take it away from him because the poor man himself does not have rights in his own things. And even he himself has no rights to decide who's going to get it, like as if I give you and you'll give me. Because again, it says, it doesn't say to give, it says to leave it. Now, I'm mischalik, but by the contrast, if he's dividing it in his house, which is a different a phase, yes, we took us an alabal. Then the owner does have the right of deciding who to gift it to, because it says, v'nesata l'alev l'ger. And v'nesata l'chol anashir, so he can give it to whichever poor man he wants to give it to. Halach yirav, hol ha'yile ma'isa b'gerin. So let's say he had the ma'iser in the granary, and he wants to give it to a relative that's to a poor man that's a relative or an acquaintance of him. So he could separate half of it to give to that person. And the other half, he gives to whichever poor man passes by. Like according to the measurement, like we said, that if there is enough to give him, you give him kedei sevia, amount that's satiated. Halacha yudbeis Ram Katina is regarding the measurements of Meiser only in the house, and also regarding the preference of and precedence of a woman. So, when do we say that you only give to the poor man according to what's going to satisfy him? Is basada in the field. Let's say the tithe was in the person's house. Then you can give to the poor bands, to the poor people, even each one, just the size of an olive. Because the maaser only gets divided in the house, it says nesina, to give. And now, giving cannot be less than the kezias to be considered as a giving, but it's sufficient even just a size of an olive. Because the commandment of giving that, like we brought the positive, should be satiated, is only out in the field. Because in the field he doesn't find what to take. Like it says the positive, he's going to eat and you get, and he's going to be satisfied out in the fields where there's nothing else there. But back home in the city, where there could be other things, you don't have an obligation to give more than the kezias. Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's say Bo Ish V'Ish L'Bais. Let's say a man and a woman both come to a person's house for Meiser, which the disgrace of a woman is greater than that of a man. So you first give to the woman and you let her go, and then you give to the man. Now the Ram discusses regarding the rights of receiving Meiser Ani from whom. So if you have Ava Benai, you have a father and a son, or Isha Kareb, a man and his relative, or you have Shnei Achon, two brothers, or Shnei Shutafin, or two partners, Shahoy Echemim, only that one of them, whether it be the father or the son, or the relative or the partner, one of them was a pauper. So so the other one of that pair could give Maiser Ani Shalai his Maiser Ani. So although he's not taking it for himself, which we learn that from Gezeirah Shava, but he's allowed to give it to his partner, or to his father, or to that relative. Now let's say there's two paupers who received a field for sharecropping. So here the halacha is, where sharecropping is, that there's like a type of a partnership with the owner of the actual crop itself. So the what each one could do is, yeah, he's considered a partial owner in the field, so he has to give meiser ani on the produce. He could give him his meiser ani to the other friend that's also a poor person. Now, from his own portion, it's forbidden for him because, like we said, the sharecropper is like somewhat of a home, or like an owner, and the poor man's not allowed to take from his own field. But he could give to his friend, and his friend, who's also a pauper, could separate from his portion and give to him, so they could go ahead and share with each other. Now, I'm a kabbal soda liktzer. If someone received a field to do the harvest of the field, so he had the rights of the sharecrop of the harvesting. So also leket shikha pay or meisa ani. So he's forbidden to take the leket and the shikha and the pay and the meisa ani. Now, Amos, when do we say this? Which is known as there's a kablon. There's some type of an acceptance that he's going to take a portion of the whole field. For example, he says that for the wages he's going to get a third or a quarter of the actual produce itself. That's his wages. So it comes out that the whole field is somewhat in his property. So therefore, it's forbidden. You can't take your matnas name of your own field. But let's say the owner of the field said, okay, shlish mata shata kaitzu bilvatu shalchar. No, it's not like he gets from the whole field, he gets a third or a quarter. He says, a third of what you're going to harvest is going to be yours. Or Rivi Masha Tikzor, a quarter of what you're going to harvest. So it's not like he has any rights in the field. It's from the harvesting that he's going to get it. Oh, Harizain Le Klumat Sheikzor. So then he really doesn't have any rights in the field until he actually harvests. So it's after the Getzira. But Bashasa Katsurani, so that means at the time of the harvest, he was a pauper. Ah, Lafikach Mutab Leket Chiklapeya. So therefore he's permitted to take Leket Chiklapeya. But, Vasav Maisan, he's forbidden Maisaroni. Why? What's the difference? Shema Frisha Maisaroni Alacha Shakatsa, because the separation of Maisaroni is only after the harvest was done. Ah, Varizacha Bechalka Shakatsa. At that point already, he already merited in that portion that he did the harvest on. And therefore, yeah, like we said, he's prescribed from going ahead and taking Matnasanim from his own, and then that's already his own. Halacha Design. Hamoich Es Sadeyu Karka Peres. If someone sells his field, the land and the produce, he sold it all off. Behani, and now he became poor, because if he wasn't poor, obviously it would be forbidden, even though he's not the owner of the field, but he became poor. Then then he's permitted to take all the matnasanim of that field, because it's not his anymore, and he's poor. Now, but the one who bought it from him is forbidden them. And even if he didn't even pay for it, but he acquired it with some other acquisition like a chazaka, and even if the consumer borrowed the monies, and that's how he bought it, which... even though he's not even wealthy, because he actually is a debtor now, he actually owes someone else the money for the property that he bought, still he's also Matan Sanim. That guy is forbidden in the Matan Sanim because he's the owner, and the owner is forbidden in his own Matan Sanim. Halachi Zan, the Rambam concludes with the relationship of the gifting of Maiser Ani. What could one do with the Maiser Ani? So Maiser Ani, the poor man's tithe, ain't poor man a milva. You can't use it to go ahead and pay up a loan. So in other words, the poor man himself cannot use that to pay up a debt that he has because it was only given for his usage. And the emeshal min esa tagmulin, neither can you go ahead and use it if, let's say, his friend had given the maisrani, now he wants to pay back the favor, not do that either. Avol, but mishal min dabish gemes chazan, but you could use it for an act of kindness. So he could give it to his fellow ani as an act of kindness without expecting to get anything back in return. And b'tzorach lidia shu maaser ani, you have to notify him that this is what he's giving him as maaser ani. First of all, that he shouldn't wait to pay him back, to reciprocate, because you're not allowed to give that, and that it has to be totally altruistic. Additionally, that he shouldn't take it out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And vein poyd b'shvuyim, you can't use it to redeem captives, because again, it was only given for the purposes of the poor man himself, not for some other point. And the inner b'shvushbinus, you can't use it for like a wedding gift, because the intent is, when he gives it, is to get back also. And the innocent man double tzedakah, you can't use it to give it for some type of charity. But when you could give it to a sage in the city, betayvas hana. In other words, you can give it to the rav of the city as a gift. That's not considered disgraceful for the Torah, but to give him tzedakah, that would be considered disgraceful. And I'll take it out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and like it says in the pasuk, you shall leave it there in your gates, in your town. And then, like it says in the pasuk, you're going to eat it in your gates and be satiated. You see that you have to leave it there in Eretz Yisrael, and you cannot take it to Chutz La'aretz.